1981年7月9日凌晨1点46分。
July 9, 1981, at 1:46 a.m.
一列从成都开往昆明的442次列车 在大凉山深处进入了奶奶包隧道。
A 44 secondary train traveling from Changtu to Kunming entered the Nanny Bao tunnel in the depths of the deep mountain.
然而,
However,
他没有从另一头出来。
He didn't come out from the other side.
这是中国铁路史上最惨烈的事故之一。
This is one of the most tragic accidents in the history of Chinese railways.
官方的调查结论很清楚。
The official investigation concluded clearly.
隧道出口跨越利兹伊达沟的桥梁被山洪引发的特大泥石流完全冲毁。
The bridge that spans the Lizzie-Eye Gully, built by the tunnel exit, was completely washed away by a massive mudslide triggered by the flood.
列车在隧道内看不到前方情况。The
train cannot see what is ahead in the tunnel.
驶出隧道后,
After exiting the tunnel,
撞上了断桥,
collided with the broken bridge.
两台内燃机车和其后四节车厢坠入了数十米深的利兹。
Two diesel locomotives and the four carriages behind them plunged into a deep pit.
伊达沟沟底就是湍急的大渡河支流,275人死亡或失踪。
A large riverbed is a rapid flowing tributary of the Yangtze River with 275 people dead or missing.
但成昆铁路沿线一直流传着一些说法。
However, there have been some rumors circulating along the Chengkon Railway.
讲的不是这场事故本身。
This is not about the accident itself.
而是事故发生之前。
Instead, the accident happened before.
那些修路的人在大山深处碰到的没法解释的东西。
The things that the people who were building the road encountered in the deep mountains.
成昆铁路全长1096公里。
The Chengdu-Kunming Railway has a total length of 1,096 kilometers.
修了12年。
12 years.
动用了36万人。
Used 36 people.
2,100多名建设者牺牲。
Over 200 builders have died.
每向前推进500米。
Every 500 meters forward.
就有一名铁道兵,
There was a railway soldier.
再也回不了家,
No way back.
这条铁路和苏联第一颗人造卫星,
This railway and the first artificial satellite of the Soviet Union.
美国阿波罗计划一起被联合国评为20世纪,
The Apollo program of the United States was jointly listed as one of the 20th century's achievements by the United Nations.
人类征服自然的三大奇迹,
Three wonders of human conquest of self-ignition.
横断山,
Cross Mountain.
金沙江峡谷, 全程441座隧道,
441 tunnels in total for the entire Kishu River Gorge.
692座桥梁,
692 bridges.
将近一半的路是在山肚子里穿过去的。
Almost half of the journey was spent traveling through the mountains.
但在这12个春秋里,
But in these 12 years,
除了塌方, 泥石流和高原反应,
In addition to landslides and mudslides,
还有一些事永远留在了建设者们的记忆里。
There are some things that will forever remain in the memories of the builders.
没有被写入,
There is no text to translate.
任何官方报告,
Any official report.
最出名的一次是1968年8月的沙姆拉达隧道。
The most famous one was in August 1968 in the Sharm el-Sheikh Tunnel.
一场百年不遇的特大泥石流突然涌入这
A once-in-a-century major mudslide suddenly rushed in.
正在掘进的隧道
In the tunnel,
正在掌子面作业的86名铁道兵全部被吞没。
86 railway soldiers were completely submerged while working on the construction site of the eldest son's house.
泥浆灌满了整条隧道。
Mud filled the entire tunnel.
3天后清理的时候
After 3 days, when I cleaned it up,
空气里弥漫着一股铁锈和浮土混合的腥味。
The air was filled with the smell of rust and damp earth.
难闻到戴着三层口罩都能透。
I can see through the 3 layers of covers on the clothes.
进来，隧道里只有发电机的黄光在湿漉漉的岩壁上晃来晃去。
Inside the tunnel, only the yellow light of the generator flickered on the wet, damp walls.
把每一个人的影子拉得又长又歪。
Stretch out everyone's shadow and silhouette.
遗体一具一具被抬出来。
The bodies were brought out one by one.
负责善后的人清点完人数。
After the responsible person finished counting the number of people,
发现了一件说不通的事。
I found something I can't understand.
施工日志上明确记录当天当班86人。
The construction log clearly records that there were 86 people on duty on that day.
但最终抬出来的遗体是87。
But the body finally recovered was 87.
一句，多了一个人。
There is another person.
当时所有连队的花名册都核对过三遍。
All the units' rosters had been checked 3 times.
没有一个人能叫出他的名字。
No one could call out his name.
也没有任何一个连队上报过人员失踪。
No unit has reported any missing personnel.
他穿着和铁道兵一样的旧军装，口袋里。
He was wearing a worn military uniform similar to that of the railway soldiers, with a pocket in it.
里没有证据。
Without documents.
没有任何能证明身份的东西。
Nothing can be used to prove identity.
他的身上只有薄薄一层泥浆。
He was covered in a thin layer of mud.
不像其他人那样被埋在几米深的泥石里。
Unlike others, I wasn't buried in a few meters of mud.
后来有人回忆，出事。
Later, someone recalled the incident.
前一天晚上，有人在隧道口见过一个穿旧军装的陌生人。
The day before yesterday, someone saw a stranger wearing old military uniforms at the tunnel entrance.
问他哪个连的。
Ask him which unit he belongs to.
他没说话。
He didn't speak.
只是朝隧道外面的方向摆了摆手。
Just waved my hand towards the direction outside the tunnel.
然后转身走进了夜里。
Then he turned and walked into the night.
那个方向
That direction.
既没有营地
Neither a camp.
也没有村庄
There are no villages.
他最终被安葬在当地的烈士陵园里。
He was finally buried in the local martyrs cemetery.
墓碑上只刻了四个字
The tombstone only has 4 characters engraved on it.
无名烈士，施工日志上的记录仍然是泥石流致86人牺牲。
The records in the construction log of the nameless martyr still show that 86 people were killed by the mudslide.
那第87个人没有被记入任何档案。
The 87th person was not recorded in any record.
当地流传着这样一种说法。
There is a rumor circulating locally.
大凉山的山太深了。
The mountains of dead ocean are too deep.
藏着太多我们不知道的东西。
There are too many things we don't know.
隧道挖进去，惊到了不该惊的东西。
The tunnel was dug, and something unexpected emerged.
那第87个人不是去修路的。
The 87th person wasn't going to repair the road.
他是被什么东西从山里面推出来的。沙姆拉达的事件之后，
After the incident of being pushed out of the mountain by something,
有人觉得只是一个巧合。
Some people think it's just a coincidence.
但后来有懂风水的老人说。
But later, an old man who understood feng shui said,
沙姆拉达隧道和奶奶包隧道正好打在了大凉山的两条主脉上。
The Shemlarfer Tunnel and the Nanner Bag Tunnel are both located on the 2 main branches of the Big Cold Mountain.
13年后,
13 years later,
在另一条主脉上
on another main artery,
更大的事发生了。
Something bigger happened.
1981年7月
July 1981,
成昆铁路沿线连续多日暴雨。
The line of the Chenkon Railway has experienced continuous heavy rain for several days.
7月8日晚，4424列车从成都出发。
July 8th evening, the 4:42 p.m. train departed from Chengdu.
共13节车厢。
13 carriages in total.
载着近300人。
Carrying nearly 300 people.
7月9日凌晨1时46分。
July 9th, 1:46 a.m.
列车以大约35公里的时速驶入了奶奶包隧道。
The train entered the Grand Marbag Tunnel at a speed of about 35 kilometers per hour.
守在隧道出口方向的人
People standing at the tunnel exit.
始终没有看到车灯出来。
I never saw the headlights.
事故发生后
After the accident,
铁路部门先在栗子一大沟上搭建了临时便桥。
The railway department first built a temporary bridge on a large pit of chestnuts.
恢复通车，工程技术人员在隧道和桥址进行了详细勘测。
Engineers in charge of restoring traffic have conducted detailed surveys in tunnels and bridge toes.
结果没有对外公开。
The results were not made public.
1984年
1984
新的栗子一大隧道建成通车。
A new chestnut tunnel has been completed and opened.
原路段永久废弃。
Original section permanently abandoned.
今天做成昆铁路。
Built the Kunlun Railway.
经过这段列。
After this period of time,
车会在进入奶奶包隧道之前拐一个弯。
The car will turn a corner before entering Grandmar's tunnel.
从新修的栗子一达隧道
From the newly renovated Lai Zai One Tunnel
穿过原路已经废弃了
Having passed through the original route
老隧道口被封死
The old tunnel entrance was sealed off
断桥早已拆除
The bridge has already been demolished
只剩下长满荒草的山坡
Only the hillside overgrown with weeds
当地有一句话
There is a saying in the local area.
废弃路段正好压在大凉山的主脉上。
The abandoned road section is exactly on the main road of the big mountain.
大山有脾气。
The mountain has a temper.
惊动了。
Excited.
总得有人去评那些废弃的洞口。
Someone has to go and evaluate those abandoned pits.
最好不要靠近。
Don't get too close.
我有个参与过当年搜救的老乡，退休之后。
I have a friend who participated in the search and rescue operation back then.
再也没坐过成昆铁路。
I never sat on the Chenkon Railway again.
经过大凉山的那段。
After the Great Bamboo Mountain.
我问他为什么不坐了。
I asked him why he didn't sit.
他只说了一句话。
He only said one sentence.
那一段隧道太多太长了。
That tunnel is too long.
在里头待久了。
After staying in there for a long time.
会觉得四面的山在往中间。
I feel like the four mountains are being squeezed towards the center.
很多常年跑成昆县的老司机之间还流传着另一个不成文的说法。
Here's another unspoken saying among many long-time drivers in Chenkon County.
深夜经过大凉山段的时候
When passing through the cold mountain area at night,
尽量别往车窗外看
Please try not to look out the window.
尤其是经过那些废弃隧道洞口的时候
Especially when passing through the entrances of abandoned tunnels.
不是怕看到荒草和铁锈
Not afraid of seeing weeds and rust.
是有人说那些永远留在大山里的人。
Some people say that those who live in the mountains forever.
还在隧道里守着他们亲手修的这条路。
Still guarding the road they built themselves.
有没有乘昆铁路沿线的朋友？
Do you have any friends along the Tenkan Railway?
你们当地有没有类似的传说？
Do you have any similar legends in your area?
或者你坐过成昆线，经过大凉山那段，有没有遇到过什么说不清的事？
Or did you have any experiences in Kun County, such as encountering something inexplicable during your trip through the vast mountains of the Great Southwest?
在那些灵异传说背后，
Behind those supernatural legends,
是值得被永远铭记的牺牲与奉献。
It is a sacrifice and dedication that will be remembered forever.
以上内容均整理自民间传说和网络转述，仅供娱乐。
All the above content is compiled from folk legends and online quotations.
不代表官方立场。
This does not represent the official position.
文中涉及的工程数据和历史事件均来自公开发布的官方资料。
The engineering data and network incidents mentioned in the text are all from publicly released official materials.